I'd like to welcome you back to All That Staff and Practice series. A reference to people's knuckles and their fingers pops up every so often in different areas of halacha. Many times when it comes to washing people's hands, on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, if someone doesn't have that much water, there's a discussion that perhaps you don't need to wash your entire hand, perhaps only until your knuckles. And the Gemara in today's daf discusses knuckles as well. The Mishnah, Daf Pei Amud Bei, is towards the bottom of the Amud, while discussing how, with the size of a kana, the size of a reed, that you'd have to carry outside on Shabbos in order to be over in Hotzah, the Mishnah gives a measurement of Kedei La'asos Kulmos, in order to make a quill. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Kulmos, what's the size of this quill? Hamagia L'kishrei Utzbaosa, that reaches your knuckles. But even that's an ambiguous term. As the Gemara asks, Bayer Rav Ashi, Kesher Ha'elyon, O Kesher Ha'tachton. And the Gemara concludes that we don't know which knuckle we're referring to. Are we referring to the knuckle in the middle of one's finger? Or the knuckle that's by the end of the fingers when it reaches the palm of your hand? When it comes to Mayim Achronim, when it comes to the halacha that one should wash their hands at the end of a meal, before benching. Now, there are some opinions that in today's times, you don't have this requirement to wash Mayim Achronim. But if someone were to be makbid, were to be meticulous to fulfill the opinions that you do have to wash Mayim Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear how much you have to wash and to which knuckle you would have to wash. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Erechaim Sim Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Dalet, Ein Tzarech Litol Ela Ad Perek Sheni Shel Etzbos. You only need to wash until your second knuckle, and that's in the middle of your finger. And the explanation is because the whole reason why you should wash Mayim Achronim is because there's a concern that your fingers got dirty in the middle of the meal. Assuming you wouldn't be eating with silverware, your fingers would certainly get dirty. And the explanation is that you only have this concern until your second knuckle. Now it happens to be that the Bir Halacha quotes from the Gra that it's ideal to wash your entire hand for Mayim Achronim. And the Bir Halacha ends off, V'tov linu kein lechatchil letzei sidei hakol k'shiyei shlemayim, that if you would have enough water, it would be easy enough to wash by Mayim Achronim your entire hand, that would be preferred. But the Mishnah Brura comments on something which he observed, and I think we all have seen this sometime or another. V'ra alai hamasa. It disturbed the Chavetz Chaim. She'ra'isi she'esh anoshim. I see people asher hema zihirim b'netilas mayim achronim. They are interested. They are eager to fulfill this requirement to wash mayim achronim. They want to be makbid. Perhaps it's a chumra. They want to be machmir to wash mayim achronim. Avol enim yotzim chovas hadin kol kol. They are not yotze anything at all. And why is that? The enam nosim kim is a tipe mayim al rashi etzbos, because all they do is pour a little bit of water on the tips of their fingers, and that's not enough. Because as the Shulchan Aruch says, you need to pour water until your second knuckle. But emes min hadin ends off the Mishnah Brura, because the truth is the halacha is it's tarach lirchos lefachot ad shnei pirkei etzbos. You have to pour water until your second knuckle. And therefore, there are people that, as the Mishnah Brura points out, pour a few drops on the tips of their fingers. Or they touch their hands on the outside of a seltzer bottle or a soda bottle that has some condensation. There's certainly not enough water there that could wash their fingers all the way until their second knuckle. And therefore, it's wonderful that they're trying to fulfill the opinions that you're supposed to wash Mayim Achronim. It's wonderful that they're trying to be machmir. But the Chafetz Chaim cautions such people to at least do it properly. If you're doing the chumrah, at least do it right.